Welcome back to Embodied Millions. This is Danielle Margraf and coming to you actually from my bed. I can't sleep. I'm thinking it has something to do with the eclipse happening tomorrow because I'm recording this the night of, or actually it's probably the day of because it's past midnight. This energy very much feels like to me like full moon energy, which usually during a full moon cycle, during that phase, my sleep is always disrupted. And usually it's disrupted in that either I can't fall asleep, which is the case now, or I can't sleep a full night. And so I'm hoping that's what it is because I've never really had this much trouble falling asleep. And so it's a really big week, definitely a big week for everyone. I think a big week for me in particular. So tomorrow we have this eclipse and astrologically there's some things that are happening that, you know, make it even more intense. Mercury is in retrograde as well. And I am celebrating a big birthday on Wednesday. And so I thought that it would be a perfect time for me to just really, in all of my reflections, just share some of my own reflections in just what's been happening for me over the course of the last, I want to say at least month, maybe 2-3 weeks. So, you know, I've been settling. Like, I think that's my big reveal is that I've been settling. You know, I think we work so hard to get to a certain point in our businesses or in our lives. And then when we get there, even if we're not at the goal yet, it's almost like we're, I don't know, we sort of just hang at this place, this precipice of mediocrity. And maybe it's a different little level of mediocrity than someone else, right? But for me, it's a level of mediocrity. And so I realized I've been settling in a lot of areas of my life. And that was really hard pill to swallow because, you know, I think of myself as ambitious and a hard worker and in integrity and authentic. And to really admit that, there are places in my life that I've been settling because I'd rather, for instance, you know, stay under the warm covers instead of get up in the morning and work out, or settling in relationships that just aren't serving me and aren't giving me what I require. Settling in ways of moving in my day or habits or even in my business, right? Even ways that I've settled in my business. I just realized that, yeah, it's time for no more settling. It's time to really reclaim this version of myself that is moving in a direction of embodied power, right? Really embodied power. And, you know, I do believe our subconscious is the place that houses our wisdom. And I believe that that wisdom knows all. I believe it's universal intelligence, higher self. I believe it is source within us. And it's been really fascinating because I've really used the winter doing very wintry things in my own deeper level of healing. I've done 3 3-hour past life regressions to break patterns that I was really struggling. Like I was very clear I was in these patterns, but I couldn't figure out how to break them. I had done cord cutting and coaching and counseling. And finally I met someone, I was referred to someone, and I had no idea we were going to do this, but She was like, oh my gosh, this is past life. And I'm like, well, it's something because years I've been working on this pattern, you know? And after you do all the things and you realize something is still not, you know, not quite working. Yeah, it was pretty potent. And so I've been doing things like that. I've been looking at patterns. I've been looking at my own, where I've been settling. I've been looking at what I really want. I've been reflecting on parts of my life that feel wounded still and things that I'm no longer willing to tolerate, things that I've endured far too long. I've been sitting with the idea of forgiveness and surrender as it pertains to people in my life. I've really created more sacred ritual for myself around my body and my embodiment practices, as well as my health, you know, moving more and eating cleaner and looking at patterns around that, you know, just how I nourish myself with things that aren't really nourishing, but that are temporarily, you know, numb or soothe the pain, right? Whatever that pain is. And so it has been quite a deep dive this winter for me. I think winter is for that. It is for us to go deeper into doing our spiritual soul work, right? And really looking at these patterns and slowing down enough so we could see them, you know, in the fast, you know, quick, fiery, you know, times of spring and summer, you know, we're going so fast and we're all moving and we're outward, you know. Winter has been such a beautiful time for me to go inward. And just really potent for me. And I think that when we start living with these rhythms and cycles like that, and we really start utilizing them, it really does make life more effortless, right? It's not that we're not doing the work. It's not like there isn't effort put in, but it's not efforting in like exhaustion. It's efforting in this effortless way, right? It's less effort. Because it's just available to us if we can tune into that channel. And so as we move into spring and I move into another decade and there's all these shifts in my Chiron return and, oh my goodness, all these pieces and parts, I'm claiming something new, right? I am claiming something, and it's not even new. It's claiming something that's even deeper, more deeply aligned. And it was really a potent leaning into, right? I have a tendency to, people will say, you're just finding your power. You're just revealing it, you know? And I've had, when multiple people say something to you and they don't know each other, it's like, okay, there's some truth in this. And, you know, there's been some resistance on my end because I didn't want to be seen as egotistical or a narcissist or, right? Because I thought, wow, if I'm that sure, or if I lean into my destiny, my fate, and all that my work is going to do in the world, maybe people won't like me, right? And I'll be too much, you know, just all those old paradigms and programs that I think can leak out every time we're called to answer the call even deeper or even bigger. And I've been doing a lot of practicing of leaning in, and I've found a way for myself to lean in while staying grounded and connected to my authenticity, connected to my rooted, you know, somatic wisdom self. To my body, to my truth. And that has been very much a powerful over the last few months, you know, a powerful homecoming. It's been a powerful homecoming. And listen, there is such a craving for this homecoming for so many of you. And I know for my own clients, right? They're all craving this homecoming, and they're craving offering, you know, their version of that to their own clients. And what I'll say about this is that when we can really rest and relax, we can receive, right? When we can be in, you know, a passive action, right? Which is being in this state of knowing and connecting and, you know, acknowledging with total awareness what is, then we can decide something different and we can move into a whole nother version of ourselves. And you'll be getting this the day after the eclipse. It'll be coming out. So whether you're listening to it the day after or the same week or week after, you know, what I'll say is that this is a potent time to really manifest, right? So we're not going to think about what we are, what we've done, or what we regret, or where we're settling, right? But we're going to use that as, where are we going? What are we creating? What are we taking a stand for? What are we going to stay connected to? And in that, we are going to activate within ourselves an alignment and a harmony to the energies of the universe. And we are going to manifest our dream life from that version of ourselves that is, right? That version of ourselves that is going to lean in instead of making it so hard and resisting, right? We're going to lean in and we're going to embrace the path. We're going to embrace the path. We're going to embrace the prosperity. We're going to embrace, you know, the self-expression. We're going to embrace this identity. We're going to embrace our power. We're just going to embrace and lean in. And we're not going to make it mean anything but leaning in, allowing, receiving, embracing, embodying, connecting, and enjoying the fruits of leaning in. Well, I feel complete, and I hope you do too. We do have a really cool workshop coming up April 19th. It's one that I've never taught outside of my Embodied Millions, the Experience program, which is my group program or experience, which our community of women. And it is called Somatic Sales. It is a somatic approach to supporting people who are seeking transformation by tapping into their dreams, by tapping into their power, their wisdom. I can tell you, no one has ever taught it like this. It actually assisted in helping my client reach her $10,000 goal in about 6 weeks. It is very potent. It is connected to the nervous system. It will bring you in more money. It will get you more yeses. It will create more congruency, connection, alignment. You will have more of an energetic coherence, and it will be in total, authentic, integral, you know, alignment to your own work, right? It's really not an experience that is about teaching sales as much as it's about teaching connection. And that connection supports you in how you can support someone who requires your work. So that's about a 4-hour workshop. So it's not short, but it's a 4-hour workshop. And we'll make sure to get you that link so you can register. I'm really excited to do it. And listen, it will definitely support your results. More money, more sales, more lives transformed and changed, and more congruence to raising consciousness on the planet, one person at a time. Okay, well, I'm complete for real. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye for now.